25 B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes. It's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and Internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes Internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, no.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You and I are like peas and carrots, because we're both listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. This show is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. Here are the rules of engagement. You can text message Michael at the number 33103. Start the text message with the word Mike or Michael, and you can ask Michael anything. You can download this show as a podcast. If you like, you can follow Michael on X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. To check out Michael's merch, or to find out what time your local affiliate broadcasts his show, go to where little Jenny says,
Michael says gohere.com.
What's that, Jenny?
Michael says gohere.com.
Hold on tight to your dreams. The show's about to begin. Back to you, Michael.
Here we go. Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So Dragon handed me this story at the beginning of the show today.
Well, real quick before we get to that story.
I'm sorry. Am I interrupting you?
Yes, you are.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Gracious. All right. I just wanted to read a couple of text messages from 33103. Just say where everybody is at with the situation. Uh-huh. No. The Weekend.
I think the text line is probably disproportionately.
Oh, it's great. It's been fantastic today.
I think there's something off about the text messages today.
This one, 4765. Wait, Dragon is on The Weekend? Holy crap. You must be making way too much to be able to afford that. And then this one from 9798. Michael, having two producers, a.k.a. Special Michael Brown Babysitters, today's shows how out of control iHeart believes that you are.
That one I might have to agree with. I might have to agree with that one. But trust me, this is costing me today. This is costing me dearly.
Sanity.
Well,
you
sanity.
Didn't have much to begin with.
Plus, I have to take... Although, the good news is, Mrs. Dragon Redbeard is going to join us for lunch, so at least I'll have somebody that I can actually have a conversation with. You know, a rational conversation as opposed to the typical conversations I have with that doofus back there. So it'll be an enjoyable lunch.
See, I didn't think you were taking us to lunch because it was Mrs. Redbeard's idea. And whoever offers to go to lunch generally is the one that pays. And we're fine paying.
But
you do make what you make.
Which people have a really distorted view of what that is.
What radio personalities really
yeah,
make.
They really do have a distorted view of that. But I've got a real bugaboo. I wonder how many people have that same bugaboo.
All of them?
I like to buy other people meals. I like to buy lunch and dinner for people.
Okay.
There's something I think I got that from, I didn't get it from my parents. Because anytime we went to dinner with their friends or whatever and they dragged us rugrats along, I do remember that they always split the tab.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, God rest his soul, my dad was a horrible tipper. I mean, even as an adult, if he wanted to buy dinner, Tamara and I knew that we had to kind of let them leave so we could hang back and put money
and
down
put a little
for,
more.
For an appropriate tip. He was just horrible about that.
Can I do a quick story about tipping?
Yeah.
Mrs. Redbeard and I went to dinner once upon a time when we first started dating, and there was an older couple right behind us at the table, and both of them, I mean, I'm not talking ancient, but I'm talking older than you.
Oh, so really ancient.
So pretty, but they were
mummified.
They enjoyed their meal. They had great service. They even said so. They mentioned to where we could hear it. I'm not sure if they were trying to make us hear it, but the service was so great, we're going to give them 2 quarters.
Yeah, that was my dad.
I mean, it was,
that would have been my dad.
To them, that was a massive tip, and it was great, and they loved the service, and I just really hope that the server understood that that was something that they really
that they,
went
that
all
they
out
thought they
for.
Were doing something really great.
Yeah.
Well, that was my dad. Yeah. You know, hey, I'm
your dad
I'm really
thought he was doing well?
Hmm?
Your dad thought he was tipping well?
Yes. Oh, he absolutely thought he was tipping
good,
well.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was horrible. It was embarrassing that we would literally hang back. One of us would hang back because we could either see what he wrote on the check, on the credit card slip, or we could see if it was cash, how much money he left. So we would instantly hang back, and we always knew to take cash with us because, you know, if he's done the credit card, then now we've got to put cash down. So we would always do that because he was horrible. Then the opposite was Tamara's dad. And I think this is where I got the habit. He got a lot of joy, I think, out of buying people dinner or lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the same way. I love taking people, I should be careful about this because, listen, you goobers, I'm not taking you all to lunch. It's not going to happen. And the only reason that I'm taking Dragon to lunch today is because his wife's coming along. Yeah, if it was just you and me, I'd probably still buy lunch. But because she's coming, I have to buy lunch today. I've got to do it. I can't have her. First of all, she would be paying for it, and I cannot have that.
Well, between the two of us, her
I guess
and
that's
I,
really kind of
she makes
chauvinistic,
the money.
Isn't it? I can't have her buying lunch.
Well, I can't have her park outside, considering we have 3 vehicles and two of the 2-car garage, and her mother are in the garage, and I'm outside. So no, that'll never happen. So it's a chivalry thing. I get that.
Yeah. So anyway, today's kind of expensive, and I know too that Damien's keeping track of this. He's listening to all this right now, thinking, "Well, listen, you a-hole, the first time that you're in Sherman Oaks, I guess maybe I can take Damien to Whole Food and get some soup."
Yeah, Damien's mom.
No,
take her out.
No.
Yeah, we can go to Whole Food. We can get some soup and eat it in your car.
As soon as you come out here, Mike, we're going. What was the restaurant you said that Gavin Newsom likes to go
French,
to?
The French Laundry?
There it is. That's where we're going.
That's where Mama Damien likes?
There it is.
We're going to the French Laundry?
Oh, he's going to put the white car down.
Well, I was just thinking, Damien, I think that's a segregated restaurant.
Oh, no, it's all right. We'll still
you sure?
go.
You
we'll
sure?
We'll still go. Trust
you know
and
what?
Believe we'll step in there.
You know what? I would love to find a segregated restaurant and take you to it.
Oh, man.
Would that be my life would be fulfilled at that point.
Oh, Mike, let me...
Dragging you into a white-only restaurant.
Ooh, we have problems.
Man, we wouldn't have problems. We'd clear that place out.
Oh, absolutely.
We'd have it to ourselves.
Right, and I'm with that.
See, we would have it to ourselves. We'd have a great dinner. Now, we'd have to change plates in case they poisoned your plate. I'd have to eat your food just in case because I wouldn't want you to get poisoned. But, man, if we were back in the 60s or something, you and I could have so much fun.
Yeah, but, you know, since it's 2024, that would be the worst thing for them to do, to poison my food, because then they would have to look over their shoulder the rest of their life.
Maybe I could just, I don't know, but see, now I've got to really start digging around about L.A. places that I could take you that would just cause people to be uncomfortable.
Well, Mike, I have tons of places where I can take you.
Oh, I know that.
I mean, we could take you, oh, my goodness, here in Los Angeles, there's tons of places.
And
You walk in the building, you will clear it out. They'd be like, why is he here? He's, I think it's time for us to go.
Is that, should I wear a suit like I'm a cop? Or, you know, should I dress like a cop or something?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Like an undercover cop, just like, you know.
That would be beautiful. Yeah. That would be hilarious. And then we got to videotape it, though. To watch everybody's expression. What's that TV show that comes on, What Would You Do?
And I've seen this show. What Would You Do?
Candy Camera
show?
Or whatever?
Yeah, it's like a candy camera. They videotape the whole entire room, and then somebody comes in and does something very obnoxious, and then all of a sudden, like, somebody may speak up, somebody may not, and they get people's reactions.
See, I think the idea of me going with you is much more entertaining than you going with me someplace where we clear the room.
I mean, regardless of the fact, it'd still be entertaining either way.
Oh, either way. But first of all, I imagine the food would be absolutely wonderful. I think wherever you would go, it would be absolutely wonderful. And then we'd have the whole place to ourselves.
Text message real quickly says, Damien should take you to the borderline in Thousand Oaks.
Do you know that one, Damien?
I've never heard of that spot, but I know Thousand Oaks is like 2 hours away from me.
All right. Yeah, and I don't want to be in the car with Damien for 2 hours. Yeah. And get to See, I can't do that. I'm already dreading just going 2 blocks over here with Dragon for lunch. So it's the crazy weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Tell me anything, ask me anything, and Lord knows, I know. You're getting your money's worth this weekend. I'll be right back.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Reading's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit Queen of Dragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Oh, Dragon, you're McDoodoo. Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're going to I want to tell you about a German supermarket. Speaking of Whole Foods, I'm going to tell you about a German supermarket. But, Dragon, I think you're in trouble.
Yeah, but I want to play this talk back first.
Okay.
Michael, I went to that website you're always yakking about. Michael says go to hell.com, and I didn't find nothing.
Yeah, what did you want to say? You want to say something?
I think, you know, we should get that URL, too. Michael says go to hell.com.
And Dragon says go here.com.
Yeah, we need to get
too.
All of those. We can just tell everybody, so that way you can just go to anything. Michael says go to hell.com. I love that.
How
absolutely
did we not
that.
Think of that?
I don't know. We need to change it. I'm going home this afternoon buying that one.
Beautiful.
No, I shouldn't say that because now somebody's going to buy it. I'll have to start a bidding war on it. But apparently somebody didn't like you.
What? Impossible.
Well, there's a text message. Where did it go?
You going to make me read it or are you going to read it?
I think you should read it.
Fine. 7171. Mike, Dragon is annoying.
Amen.
Trying to hear what you got to say, and he's extremely annoying.
Amen.
Funny guy, but I like getting my news without all of the interruptions.
You must be new here. You must be new here. So, Damien's going to Whole Foods, but I'm going to go to a German restaurant. So, you know, you have all these, and I think I'm not going to do it because I just can't stand to do it. But, you know, we have all these, what they're now calling newcomers. So think about this. We've gone from illegal aliens to illegal immigrants, and then we went to migrants, and now we've gone to newcomers, newcomers. See how language is used? The left constantly uses language, and they nudge you into pretty soon, well, they're just newcomers. They're newcomers. Well, the illegal aliens that are invading Europe, just like they are here, are really fond of enriching the multicultural tapestry of supermarkets. You know, you go into a supermarket, you've got a section where they're selling, you know, Asian food, and then you got the Mexican food, and then you got, I guess, just the all regular food over someplace else. And in Colorado, we've got, you know, the wine and beer, so the craft beers, and you know, then you got the, I'm just thinking about the King Supers here, and you got the veggies and everything else. Well, so it is kind of a multicultural tapestry when you think about a supermarket. Well, apparently urinating on pork products has become a thing in the Netherlands, as is assaulting customers and employees in Germany. An example, a Syrian illegal alien has been arrested in Germany for a knife attack on a 4-year-old girl in a supermarket last Wednesday. Well, that's fantastic, isn't it? You see this multicultural enrichment?
Yeah, that 4-year-old had it coming, though.
Well, exactly, because that 4-year-old was probably, well, it was probably a German. And, you know, so the Syrian looked at the 4-year-old and said, you know what, you shouldn't be in the supermarket in the first place. Oh, it just drives me crazy. So the attack happened shortly before 3 p.m. at the Norma store on Zeppelinstrasse in the southern city. You know, I know I'm bastardizing these because I don't speak German. Population of this little town is about 27,000. And it happened with zero warning. Eyewitnesses told the cops that they saw a man suddenly approach the girl who was with her mother and stab her with a knife. There was no prior relationship between the man and his victim, according to the cops, and they confirmed that. Now, last word, the victim was in stable condition. You know, unlike Germany as a whole, which is kind of on life support, both economically and culturally right now, thanks to the dumbassery that's inspired the displacement of its population, there is still a little bit of hope. Despite their political dominance in Germany, the left has not yet reduced Germans to a nation of wusses. Because unlike what happens oftentimes here in this country, where if, oh my God, look, a guy stabbed that little girl. Quick, grab your iPhone. Nope. Or, what was that guy's name, Daniel Penny? Was that the guy's name in New York? The
subway guy?
Yeah, the subway guy. Yeah, of course, now he's, he had to post bail. But, you know, had you been an illegal alien that attacked somebody on the subway, you would get a notice to appear, you know, an appearance bond, no money. But in Germany, a man stepped forward. Quote, he took the knife away from the man and then chased him, according to a police spokesman that told a German newspaper Thursday. The witness called the police and told us where the man was. That's how my colleagues were able to arrest him. Well, go back to Daniel Penny. Don't try that in New York City, because you'll end up in a cell next to Daniel Penny. I tell that story for one simple reason. The insanity is not just in this country. You know, I've talked before about how it seems like there's just this cloak of tyranny that, you know, I think it was a Sherwin-Williams commercial. Remember the Sherwin-Williams paint commercial where they showed this globe and the can of paint was just pouring out over the globe? Well, I kind of feel like that's what's happening with us, except that can of paint is tyranny and just this stupid dumbassery going on. And it's just occurring everywhere, not just in this country. You know, a favorite Democrat tactic is to tell a lie so arrogantly and preposterous that they hit you like a 2x4 to the forehead and you're too staggered to respond. For example, let's go to New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
Can we please stop saying we're up in crime in our subway system? We are not. We're down in crime in the subway system. Bringing transit crime down overall for the year 2024, that's what we've done this quarter. And let me repeat this again. Transit crime is down. Our public transit system, especially our subway system, is the lifeblood of our city. I said it over and over again, and New Yorkers are safe on our subway system. I'm down there talking to the passengers, communicating with them, and many of them keep saying over and over again as we move through the subway system, they say to me, Eric, can people stop saying we're unsafe down here? It's the best subway system on the globe, and we're the safest.
The best and safest subway system on the globe, really? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Do you think it's the safest?
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Social engineering from leftist corporations make you feel like we're living in the Twilight Zone? You're not alone. Pure Talk knows the silent majority is fed up. It's time to join the masses who have fled their old wireless company for something better. Pure Talk. Those of you who always have your neighbors back, who pulled yourselves up by your bootstraps, who realize a little bit of elbow grease can fix just about anything. Pure Talk wants you. Get phenomenal coverage on America's most dependable 5G network for half the price of the other guys. With unlimited plans starting at just $20 a month, the average family saves almost $1,000 a year. And as a veteran-owned company, PureTalk is a company you can feel proud to do business with. Dial #250 and say switch now to make the switch. Dial #250 and say switch now and save an additional 50% off your first month with PureTalk.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about
Join Token's Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Sincerely do appreciate you tuning in.
Every time he says that,
yeah.
Every time Damien says that, we come back, Damien tells us, and Mike is hot. I just want to say, is he really, though? Is he?
Well, I just know that, you know, I live a really difficult life because I'm so hot that, you know, everybody, you know, gay, straight, confused, male, female, everybody just, they see me and they just come clamoring. It's just, it's fascinating.
I just keep thinking he's never seen a picture of you. I mean, he text messages with you. We talk, you know, during the breaks on the weekend here, but he clearly hasn't seen you.
You know, but I'll never, every time now that he tells me my mic is hot, I'll never think about that the same again.
That's the
Thanks
only way that I kept thinking of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you know that I am.
Yeah.
Right, you know that I am.
No, but a text message from 33103, Goober number 8142. Wait, what? Dragon Redbeard on Saturday? It must be time to watch out for the Four Horsemen.
Well, no, it's because the eclipse is Monday. We had an earthquake in New York on Friday, which is all we heard about. You know, I keep thinking about the people in California that, you know, keep fearing the big one. You know, that some at some point the San Andreas fault. I mean, I wonder which side of the fault Damien will be on when the big one hits. And, you know, will he be in some, he'll be in a dollar store looking for toothpaste when the big one hits California, and we'll never see Damien again because that dollar store will go right down into the middle, you know, and we'll lose Damien, and his daughter will never get any toothpaste again. And her teeth will rot out, and she will live the rest of her life with false teeth. That's what happens with the big one. Granted, it's a good-sized earthquake for New York City. 4.4 or something, whatever it was. You see, I really don't care. But whatever it was, it hit New York.
4.8.
And that's all we heard for like 36 hours. And then you show up for today, which is another sign of the end times.
So be number two.
Right. And then the eclipse on Monday.
That's three.
I'm not sure what's going to happen tomorrow, but something will happen tomorrow.
Ooh.
And then the eclipse, and then it's all over with.
Mm-hmm.
It's all over with. I want you to listen to Mayor Adams one more time because, I didn't think about it, but Dragon reminded me of something. So, as I said, you know, Democrats are always just telling lies. And they're convinced that if you just keep telling a lie long enough that you'll believe it. It's the same thing with the language. As I said, they're illegal aliens, which is the statutory definition. They are illegal aliens. And then it becomes illegal immigrant. And then it becomes, oh, now it's just an immigrant. Then it becomes a migrant, and now they're newcomers. And somebody on the text line said, well, why don't we enforce the language? Well, you can't because we have a First Amendment. Well, what drives me nuts is that the cabal, and in particular Fox News, which is a member of the cabal, they're just as bad as anybody else. They use the term migrant all the time, and it drives me crazy. Because they're not migrants. They're illegal aliens. And until they're granted asylum, they're technically asylum seekers, although I think they've really bastardized that term also. So they just tell lies. Now, before I tell you why I think Mayor Adams is lying here, listen to him again.
Can we please stop saying we're up in crime in our subway system? We are not. We're down in crime in the subway system.
Now, I want to clarify one thing before we finish.
Mm.
He said this at 4:14 April 4, which is 2 days ago. So he might be technically right.
Well,
but there might be there might be a reason for it. Let the mayor finish. Don't interrupt the mayor.
But
just hang on.
Bring the trend of the crime down overall for the year 2024. That's what we've done this quarter. And let me repeat this again. Transit crime is down.
Repeat the line.
Okay.
Let me repeat this again. Transit crime is down. Our public transit system, especially our subway system, is the lifeblood of our city. I said it over and over again, and New Yorkers are safe on our subway system. I'm down there talking to the passengers, communicating.
I'm down there talking. How often do you think the mayor's down in the subway?
With his security detail.
With his security detail talking to people. Well, look, the crime's down. I'm down here talking to everyday people just coming in from the Bronx, coming in from all the boroughs. They're coming into the city. Why, crime is down. Yeah. Don't pay no attention to the guys with guns around me, but crime's down.
With them, and many of them keep saying over and over again as we move through the subway system, they say to me, Eric, can people stop saying we're unsafe down here? It's the best subway system on the globe, and we're the safest on the globe.
The best and the safest on the globe. And then I wonder why, because you know what? He technically might be right. What's the date on this? Oh, March 9. So let's go back approximately 1 month ago. Forbes. New York Governor Kathy Hochul deployed hundreds of National Guard troops to assist with bag checks across the New York City subway system in the wake of a series of headline-grabbing crimes and elevated subway crime rates, a decision that has divided New Yorkers and public safety advocates. Hochul on Wednesday announced she was deploying a force of 1,000 law enforcement officials. I'm sorry to laugh, but this is the stupidity of the world that we live in. She was deploying a force of 1,000 law enforcement officials, including 750 National Guard members and 250 state police and Metro Transit Authority officers as part of their five-point plan to improve subway safety. The personnel started being seen in the subway stations this week. The decision came after a series of high-profile crimes across the transit system, including an incident this week in which a teenage girl was beaten after a dispute and another in which a 64-year-old man was kicked onto the subway tracks. There has been, Mayor, listen, this is according to the New York Police Department data, there has been a 13.1% increase in transit crimes as of March 3rd compared to the same period last year. You want to tell us again, Mayor, how things are going in subway systems?
Only referencing that time from March to April.
Oh.
It's gotten better
because we deployed the National Guard.
Just, you know.
A 13.1% increase. You know, only after you gather your wits and recount some of the instances that the New York City subway under Eric Adams is an unusually hazardous hellscape, featuring hideous freakazoids, you know, attacking mothers and their children, random murders by monsters who should have been in prison, mass shootings by, you know, people that are just, you know, either black or white supremacists, women, you know, getting human feces smeared. These are all true stories. Women getting feces, human feces smeared in their faces by a bunch of vagabond foreigners who are then promptly released, cycles that are set free by, you know, after bashing musicians in the head, lunatics that are ignored while bathing in wading pools, disgusting degenerate advertising that would make a decent person vomit, scumbags punching cops, women viciously beaten with hammers. Oh, it just goes on ad nauseum. And then, of course, any hero who attempts to defend the innocent, well, you know, like Daniel Penny. It's just utterly amazing to me how we just, it gets fed to us. My wife, Tamara, said to me one day, I don't even know what was on the news. And I don't even think it was nationals. I think we were watching a local Fox affiliate or something, primarily because I wanted to see what the weather was. And there was some story. I don't know what the story was, but I heard her just blurt out loud, "You can't believe anything anybody says." And I think when it comes to the news, that's true. It's absolutely true. Let's shift gears for a second. I got to cram some stuff in here. We have a choice, and we have an example. In this case, it's not California. No, we can look to the southern hemisphere. We can drain the swamp like Javier Milei is doing in Argentina, or we can actually just succumb to societal collapse, kind of like Canada appears to be doing under Justin Trudeau. Only by purging the legions of pernicious federal bureaucrat beanie weenies that are literally smothering our liberties and bleeding the country dry can we prevent them from these parasites from killing the host? We're the host. And many people think Donald Trump may be the man for the job. And I think they're so worried that Donald Trump might actually be the man to do the job, to actually drain the swamp, which I would point out, just because I'm a little skeptical, he failed to do so in his first term of office. Now, granted, they did everything they could to actually prevent him from governing, but draining the swamp is actually a difficult thing to do. But what if I told you that the Democrats were actually trying to make it even more difficult to do? I know a little bit about this. When I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, I actually tried to, my general counsel came to me and said, they handed me, at that time, remember those old IBM printouts that was kind of a stale white and green paper that had all it on a dot matrix printer? Yeah, back in the dark ages. They brought me this stack, which was probably at least, I'd say, 18 to 24 inches high. And I said, what the hell is this? And they said, this is a list of all of the websites and the web addresses that this guy on, I don't know, the eighth floor, or not, it wouldn't be the eighth floor, the fifth floor of the building in some cubicle over here has been looking at porn for the past 2 years. He would come to work at 8 a.m., start watching porn, and not quit till 5 p.m., and I'm like, okay, let's fire his ass. They're like, well, that's why we're bringing it to you, because, well, you're going to have to start that process. It took me a year to get rid of him for doing nothing but wasting taxpayer money for 2 years watching porn every single day, which is why I bring you, in a minute, the story about the Office of Personnel Management. Don't forget, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to the website michaelsaysgohere.com and follow me right now on X or Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/JOY.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hey, this is Cindy at Locke's Landscape Supply, and we're celebrating spring with a sale April 1st through the 7th. It's your chance to save big bucks on products like our Garden Power Soil to put the power in your garden for only $51.99 a yard. Or Dimension Free Emergent for only $32.99 for a 50-pound bag. Low Mulch Mix to prep for new sod or level up and seed the old will be on sale for $33.99 a yard. Beautiful Baselite Pavers will start at $3.99 a square foot. Thinking of a flat rock patio or walkway? Now's the time to save big across our entire flat rock selection. Get up to 25% off inside the store, including hand tools, pawn parts, and so much more. Lauk's Landscape Supplies, spring sale, April 1st through the 7th. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. So you know that I always do this, and I'm dead serious about it. Every Saturday or whenever you're listening to the program, I want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate all of you goobers listening and interacting with us. It means a lot to me to have this program and to have all of the affiliates that we have around the country. And we actually have added several new affiliates over the past month. We've added like four or five new ones.
Even though Joe thinks we've done too much kitty talk.
Yeah,
today.
Well, Joe must be new here today. So I sincerely do appreciate you listening, and I would appreciate you if you have any interest at all, listen to the weekday program. You can find it from 6 to 10 Mountain Time. You do the calculation for the time zone that you're in. 6 to 10 Mountain Time on iHeartRadio's Denver's Talk Station, 630 KHOW. And you can also get that by subscribing to the podcast. Simply on your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit subscribe, and then you'll get fed every weekday program and the weekend program. So you get 23 hours of what we do 6 days a week. And we have fun times, we have serious times, we have all of the above. So again, appreciate you tuning in. There is an amazing attempt by the Office of Personnel Management. That's the organization within the executive branch that manages all of the civil servants. They manage your thrift savings plan, which is essentially the 401k for civil servants. They manage all the health programs. They deal with all of the unions, everything. Well, they have finalized a rule that protects employees in the civil service by preventing the removal of their status and protections involuntarily. They put out a press release saying this. So under this new rule, any administration, let's say a new Trump administration, let's say a Bobby Kennedy administration, that wants to shift federal employees to a new category that would make them easier to fire, is now going to have to go through an even more elaborate process. According to Politico, it's a move that is meant to be more time-consuming for any future president. Gee, I wonder what they're worried about. They're worried about, and quite frankly, I would throw Bobby Kennedy Jr. in here. I think they're worried about, now, I don't think it's likely that Bobby Kennedy Jr. is going to win, but they're worried about a Trump. They're worried about anybody except Biden winning. Let's put it that way. So I don't think the Democrats must not have total faith in the ability of the cabal, assisted by election fraud, to keep Biden in power. This is all about setting up roadblocks for whoever the next president is. Politico went on to say this. The rule is widely viewed as a response to an executive order signed in 2020 by former President Donald Trump. The executive order targeted federal workers, removing protections from some employees and making it easier for the president to hire and fire them. Now, if you work, like Dragon and Damien and I do, in the private sector, you know what it's like. We're at-will employees. Oh, you know what? We may have contracts and we may have certain severance provisions and all of that, but most people work on an at-will basis. You can be terminated for any reason or no reason. Federal employees have for so many years, and this goes all the way back to Theodore Roosevelt, who created the current civil service system. And like any other government program, it's just gotten worse and worse. It's metastasized, and it's gotten more difficult and more difficult to fire someone for, I mean, incompetence. You can be utterly incompetent. And as a civil servant, you can be very, very difficult to fire. And so draining the swamp was never easy to begin with. As I said, and quite frankly, I'm proud of this, I was able to get rid of a few civil servants that I thought deserved to be terminated, like the guy that watched porn for 2 years. Another one that was utterly incompetent in their job, didn't know how to do anything. And despite all sorts of attempts to rehabilitate that employee, I just reached the point where it's like, look, start the termination process. I was there for almost 6 years. And two people that I can, I think there was a third, but two that I specifically remember. And it took me forever to do that termination. So nothing about draining a swamp is going to be easy. Now, fortunately, the liberal establishment has gone out of its way to kind of motivate any incoming president, particularly Trump, by antagonizing him to the best of their ability. And so I tell you that to keep everyone's expectations down. It's really difficult to take a civil servant that's incompetent, a political appointee, such as myself, two presidential commissions, both signed by Colin Powell and George W. Bush. I serve at the will of the president, and you know that going in. The president can terminate you for any reason or no reason, and every single member of the cabinet and the sub-cabinet knows that. But no, if you're a civil servant, it's not like the private sector. Not like the private sector at all, and most of them forget that. And so they become entitled. I'm just saying the truth. They just become entitled about everything they do. Again, thanks for tuning in to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Everybody have a great weekend. Don't blind your eyes with the eclipse. I'll see you next Saturday.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey folks, Kevin DeMeritt from Lear Capital. I've been warning you for some time about our $34 trillion debt bomb. When it blows, are you ready? I ask this question to investors every day. If you started retirement planning 20 years ago, how much more do you need now? 2 times more? 4 times more? Runaway debt is causing the purchasing power of your dollars to evaporate, and money printing is accelerating. We're borrowing $1 trillion a year just to pay interest on our debt. So I ask, are you prepared to wake up one day to find the value of your savings slashed in half? If not, there's an answer. Gold. Government won't stop printing money, but you can help protect your wealth. Start by calling 1-800-927-2400 for Lear's free report on rising debt and rising gold. It's one of those light bulb moments. And when you call, ask how you can get up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.